John Paul II's pilgrimage in the year 2000 was not only historic, but it was an enormous impact in terms of especially Israeli Jewish society and, of course, the whole region here in the Holy Land. One needs to bear in mind that most Israeli Jews have not met a modern Christian. Even when they travel abroad, they tend to meet non-Jews as non-Jews, not as people of faith. So the images of Christianity for most Israeli Jews are still taken from the negative, tragic past. The impact of the head of the church, the most important official position within the Christian world, showing love and respect for the Jewish people, had enormous impact because people do not today read very much. They do not know documents, but they see images. And this was one of the most brilliant aspects of John Paul II's pontificate. He understood the power of the dramatic image. This was the case with his visit to the synagogue in Rome in 1986. When the images go around the world, everybody knows that there is a new relationship. But societies are parochial by definition. And in Israel, Israeli Jews see the relationship in terms of how you relate to Israel. So, for example, the absence of diplomatic relations had raised questions as to how genuine is this new relationship. This was demonstrated without any shadow of a doubt by the historic pilgrimage of John Paul II.
What sort of impact did Pope Benedict's 2009 pilgrimage to the Holy Land have?
I do not think that there is enough appreciation of the importance of Pope Benedict XVI going in the footsteps of John Paul II. Of course, there is something special in a new initiative in trailblazing, but then one can always say, well, these were idiosyncratic actions of an atypical person. The fact that Pope Benedict XVI has followed these initiatives confirms them almost institutionally into the fabric of the church. I mean, most specifically, two very dramatic initiatives, the visit to the synagogue in Rome and the visit to Israel.
What are some of the concrete actions that Jews and Catholics can take to make a real contribution to improving our world?
First of all, I would say that dialogue and understanding are concrete actions. And the more we understand one another, the less prejudice and misrepresentation. However, I agree with the implication of the question that just understanding is not enough. It's wonderful if initiatives can be taken together for specific projects. And there are examples where Jewish and Catholic charitable organizations work together on specific projects. This is happening in places such as in Africa and in Latin America. But we also must bear in mind that there are contemporary challenges that face our world, both in terms of society and its structure, and in terms of the environment as a whole. One of the initiatives of John Paul II's visit here in the year 2000 led to the establishment of a bilateral commission between the chief rabbinate of Israel and the Holy See. And during this last decade, we have sought to define precisely these areas of society and science, of ethics and of faith, where we can and should collaborate together.
And in the area of ethics?
Obviously, sanctity of life is the most important principle, ethical principle, for Christians and Jews. And its importance was evident in the fact that this was the first subject we addressed together. But when we also dealt with the questions of the beginnings and endings of life, we recognize that there are also differences. So we are obliged to work together for the principle, but we must recognize it will not always express itself in an identical manner.